Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everyone in between or irrespective of that binary, welcome back to LGBT&D, where the D stands for dice, and every voice you hear is a member of the LGBT community. You can call me Andy, because that's my name. I use he, him pronouns, and I will be your GM as we start up a new campaign of Masks, a New Generation. Let's go around the proverbial table and have each of the players introduce themselves and their characters, and then we'll get underway. We'll go ahead and start with Alexia this week.
Hello, my name is Alexia. I go by she, her pronouns, and I will be playing Gabriella, or Invocation, who also uses she, her pronouns.
All right. And next on my list, Eve, would you like to remind us who you are and who you're playing?
My name is Weaver. You can call me Eve. And I use she, her, they, them pronouns. And my character is Hope, Hope Hardell, who uses she, her pronouns as well.
Alrighty. Next up is our newest cast member, Vanessa. Would you like to tell us who you are and who you'll be playing?
I am Vanessa Haas. I use she, her pronouns. And I will be playing Jack Go, also known as Scarlet Web, who uses primarily they, them pronouns.
Last but not least, Justin, would you like to remind us who you are and who you'll be playing?
Yes, I'm Justin. I use he, him pronouns. I go by Justin. But I'm playing Z, comma. That's not a comma, comma. That's K-A-M-A. He goes by Zaylor, though, because seriously, please call me Zaylor. And his superhero's name is Miraculous.
All right. Thank you for that. And with that, we begin. Our cover shows a large black van moving along a highway at dangerously high speeds. The reflection of the streetlights obscures the driver's face. Atop the van, Hope makes a heroic landing, wings spread out behind her. Miraculous teleports on the roof next to her, surrounded by a cloud of pastel smoke. Invocation rides next to the van on the back of a giant bird, while Scarlet Web swings along next to her. This is Hopeful's number one, Jack Attack. Hopeful's number one begins with a few panels establishing Calcyon City's size and scope. An impressive skyline is silhouetted against the night sky before cutting to a panel that's taken up by a highway with an Aegis Tactical Vehicle, or ATV, driving along it at high speed. It is a black van-like vehicle with armored plating and hidden weapons. Inside the back of the van, we see the cargo being carried, a single silver briefcase with the Aegis logo emblazoned on the side. Also in this vehicle are two armored guards, as well as an Aegis agent that is driving the vehicle. The two guards have been conversing with each other when one turns to the other and, jumping into the air, drives both of his feet forward into the chest of the second one, knocking him out of the back of the ATV. He hits the ground hard on the highway in time to look up and see the man still in the back of the van pull his helmet off, revealing a mask designed to look like a rabbit, a la Donnie Darko. He pulls the radio off of his shoulder and says, "Jackrabbit has stolen the ATV. I repeat, Jackrabbit has taken hold of the ATV." As the ATV takes off down the highway, Jackrabbit knocks out the driver, taking control of the vehicle. It's up to the four of you to take care of this situation. So I ask for the first of many times, what do you do?
Well, I guess I'll go in first. So me being ostentatious, I am going to swoop in, like wings fully extended. And as I kind of like swoop up, I'm going to land on like the very, very top of the truck, the ATV. And I'm going to strike like a heroic pose because I'm hoping that there's some kind of a camera somewhere. I'm probably going to say something like, "All right, guys, we got this." And then I'm going to make my way to the front of the vehicle to hopefully like take over the driving part.
As you are landing and encouraging your team to join in, who's got an idea of how they want to enter?
I do.
Okay.
I'm basic AF, so I'm going to be web slinging my way in. And I want to use my webs to slow the vehicle down. Now, with my webs, I also have substance mimicry, so I want to... This might interfere with Hope, and if so, I'm very sorry. But I want to shoot webs in front of the vehicle and then have the webs kind of take on the attributes of the asphalt that the road is made of and just be kind of like speed bumps until it slows down enough that I can just put like a blocker there and just stop it.
So, miraculous or invocation? One of the two of you is up.
I guess I'll just summon like something that I can fly ride on. I'm going to summon like a giant hawk, and I'm going to like sweep in on the hawk and land neatly on the vehicle.
Important question. Are you superhero landing?
Of course.
Love it. And then miraculous, how you want to enter this scene?
Poof! Little comically animated cloud even. So like, you know how you've seen in cosplay in real life where people like to do the really bold line so it looks cartoony? That appears with the little cloud that says poof.
All right. Also important question. Do you have a color scheme? What color would that cloud be?
Well, the cloud would still just be white.
All right. So with the four of you having made your way on top of this ATV, being driven by the criminal known as Jack Rabbit. Scarlet Web, I believe you were trying to slow this car down, which sounds like unleashing your powers, if you would like to give us the first roll of the game.
Okay.
I do want to clarify, as that roll is happening, this is a fairly busy highway. There is a fair amount of cars around you as you're attempting to stop this car and bring this villain in.
Oh, my minus one is going to be fun then. Oh, that's an eight. I'll mark afraid to not make this unstable or temporary, because definitely worried about this car careening into other cars and causing a massive pileup.
Very fair. All right. As you were making these speed bumps, this ATV that the group of you are on top of bumps along over them, it's sort of like rattling and behaving the way you would expect a large armored vehicle to behave, as it is rolling over speed bumps at very high speeds. But it is definitely starting to slow down. Hope, were you doing something that you wanted to sort of continue on?
I'm going to use my wings and my ability, and I'm going to fly basically in front of it and try to push back against it.
Okay, so you were trying to stop it basically from the front?
Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to decide whether that's unleashing your powers or directly engaging a threat. It feels like directly engaging to me, because you're sort of fighting it head on.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll go ahead and do a directly engage. I got an 11.
All right.
Nice.
On a 10+, pick two from the list.
So the options are resist or avoid their blows, take something from them, create an opportunity for your allies, impress, surprise, or fight the opposition. So I get two. Ooh, I'm going to resist or avoid their blows, because don't need to get injured. And I'm going to take something from them. I'm going to take their momentum.
All right. As this car has been slowed down enough for Hope to fly in front of and stop its forward momentum, you see Jackrabbit, he's, like, stomping down on the gas pedal. Hope, you are just able to stop it from going forward. And you see him slam his fist into the dashboard. He opens the car door and is starting to get out. Miraculous or invocation? Is there anything that the two of you would like to do?
Okay, I want to compel my giant hawk to swoop down and kind of grab him and hold him.
Okay.
If I can.
Yeah, roll to directly engage a threat for me.
Sure. That is a... Oh, dear. I got a one.
That's not great. Go ahead and mark your potential. As this hawk is grabbing Jackrabbit...
He's called Flyer LaBeouf.
And starting to pull him off of the ground, Jackrabbit's legs, like, kick out at the ATV. It is going to go, like, flying off to the side. If you haven't been able to figure out, Jackrabbit has very strong legs, much akin to how one might expect a rabbit to have. The ATV goes flying out into several cars that are driving nearby, and it is going to, like, it smacks into them. Two of the cars are, like, knocked over towards the edge of the highway, and they are about to fall off the bridge of the highway, unless one of you does something to stop them. What do you all want to do?
Did you want to do something?
I was going to say I should have done this earlier and charged up my abilities, so I'm going to have to do that now. I'm going to think real hard and charged up.
Okay, what does it look like as Miraculous charges up his burn?
I guess for now, he's going to look like he's thinking really hard in little, not sparks, I guess swirls just kind of appear around him as they charge up, and then it kind of stops after it's fully charged.
Go ahead and roll to charge your burn for me.
Ow, 6.
On a miss, hold 2 burn and mark 3 conditions. So what 3 are you going to choose?
Is there frustrated? I can sort of see that being angry. Insecure, because that wasn't a very good burn. Afraid, probably, yeah. Probably angry. Hopeless can come later.
And then you have 2 burn that you can use if you choose to do so.
Nope, I figured my charging up would have taken up that time.
Okay, in that case, there are still 2 cars that are being knocked over and about to fall off a bridge. What do you all want to do?
I would like to try and catch them with my webs.
All right, roll 2 defend someone for me.
That's a 7.
On a 7 to 9, it costs you expose yourself to danger or escalate the situation.
I would like to expose myself to danger.
So, before I get to that, would you like to add a team to the pool, take influence over these civilians? I don't think you have a condition yet, so you can't clear one of those. Oh, wait, you do. That's right.
I think afraid is still applicable, so I'm going to add a team to the pool.
So we are going to go ahead and roll up your team, and then I will get to you exposing yourself to danger. Let's see. When you enter battle against a dangerous foe as a team, add 2 team to the pool, which brings you up to a starting 3. Who would you all say is the leader in this instance?
From my perspective, Hope is the biggest person in the front of us. So I'd look to them to see what to do next.
I would also say Hope in this situation, because she's actually said words.
Pretty much that, too.
Yeah, Hope.
Okay.
Hey, this is my first time playing a leader.
Hope, do you have influence over everyone on the team?
I think I don't. No, I don't. I don't have influence over incantation.
All right.
Invocation.
Invocation.
Hope, what is your purpose in the fight?
Do I only get one?
You get one main purpose.
To bring Jackrabbit to justice.
Okay. Does anyone have a different main purpose at the moment? I'll take that as a no. Does any team member mistrust Hope or the rest of the team?
No.
I think we're good starting out. We'll see if that changes later, though, right?
Thank you for that vote of confidence.
And then I don't think you all are ill-prepared or off-balance. So with that +1 from Jack's roll, that brings you up to a starting 4 in your team pool. So Jack, describe for me how it is that you're webbing these cars to stop them from being knocked off of the bridge.
Is there anything near the bridge, or is it, like, freestanding?
You've got, like, the sort of support structures to keep it up out of the water. There's not anything, like, out in the actual body of water, though.
Okay. So in that case, it's going to be kind of like a net that, like, hooks around them. And then that'll, like, so it's going to, like, she's going to spit out this net so that way, like, the strands hook around the cars and hit the side of the bridge, if you know what I mean? Like, just wraps around the front. And then the initial, like, elasticity of it is what catches the cars and slows them down. And then slowly the webbing hardens as it absorbs the attributes of the, I guess, concrete that makes the bridge. And that'll hold it, like, firmly in place so people can get out without having to struggle on a net.
I think as you are initially casting this net out, you don't, like, detach the webs from wherever you shoot them from in time. So I think just, like, the momentum is going to pull you over and sort of launch you off of the side of this bridge. And does anybody want to help them from being launched into the bay?
Me, yes. Definitely.
All right, Hope, what you doing?
So I'm going to, as I'm flying over to catch Scarlet Web, I'm going to glance back and I'm going to go, you two take care of Jackrabbit. We got this. And I'm going to do my best to kind of catch Jack, like, midair and kind of use my wings to pull everything, or at least glide everything to safety so that it's not, like, a sudden fall.
Roll to defend Scarlet Web for me.
Oh, shit, I got a 6. Does anybody want to help?
How are you? You're just literally flying over to save them.
Yeah.
I mean, I could maybe use Flyle buff to kind of... You kind of... How big are your wings? I could kind of use, like, send a gust kind of to behind you to kind of speed you up and get you there quicker.
They're definitely noticeable.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to use... Flyle buff's going to, like, flap his wings super hard to generate kind of a gale that kind of propels Hope forward.
So Hope is given this burst of speed by Flyle buff. And manages to catch Scarlet Web. What? Well, actually, on a 7-9, it costs you. Do you want to expose yourself to danger or escalate the situation here?
I'll expose myself to danger. Well, I don't want to, like, I don't want to hurt people. And, like, for real, if it escalates or if it exposes me to danger, like, bad things happen, but then I manage to come back from it, my audience is going to love that.
Okay, so describe for me what it is that you're doing. Actually, first, would you like to add a team to the pool, take influence over Scarlet Web, or clear a condition?
I already have, what you call it, influence. And,
I mean, you could take it again to shift their labels.
I don't know how I would shift their labels yet, so I don't know if that's a good idea. But I'm going to add a team to the pool, which puts us back up to 4, I believe.
It does. You are back up to 4. So describe for me how it is that you're saving Scarlet Web here.
So I imagine that it's like there's this scene where Scarlet Web has, like, webbed the cars and the cars just kind of... Did the cars go entirely over the edge?
They are over the edge, but being supported, like, just below the bridge.
So I kind of imagine that it's like... They toppled over the edge and Scarlet Web was only just able to, like, hold on to the webbing and, like, dig their heels in and kind of stop them from sliding all the way. And then I just kind of, like, zipped in, grabbed some of the webbing and just, if I can't yank the cars back up, like, if I'm not strong enough to get them back up, then I think that I'm just going to glide them to safety.
So the way that I had described it, Scarlet Web had been pulled off of the bridge and you had flown out to catch them.
Then I can grab Scarlet Web like Captain America style, where it's like one hand on the helicopter and one hand on the platform, where it's like Scarlet Web is holding on to, like, the webs with one hand and I'm holding their other hand and we're just kind of like whoosh.
Okay, I like that. You are holding on to the bridge, and holding on to Scarlet Web. Jackrabbit sees you in your position of vulnerability. He starts taking off on his bionic legs in your direction. He is going to attack you if nobody stops him. Miraculous, did you have something you want to do?
Yeah, let's think with some portals here. And I'd like to redirect him somehow. So I want to do like a portal underneath him, but I'm not sure where to put him. I guess just the other side of the area we're in. Because I'm not sure the situation of the location at the moment.
You are basically on a bridge over a bay. The bridge is an active highway with cars going in both directions. Your two teammates are on sort of the east side. You all are in basically the middle, and the ATV was heading north.
Cool. I'm going to moat him. So I'm going to have like a portal so that he falls into it, and have it stop part way so that he's like contained. My burn move is called Moat. It says I can spend a burn to create a barrier that will hold back threats as long as you keep your attention on it. And the GM may make me spend more if it's threatened by particularly powerful enemies.
Okay, so basically you're bubbling around him?
I was just going to ask, so like what's stopping, if this is a portal that someone can move through, like what's stopping him from just leaving? Like, is the other half of him like dangling in the air so he's trying not to fall through? Like, I don't understand how this is a moat that's stopping him.
Okay, so it's basically like a vice grip around him. So it's literally being held in place.
Oh, so like you kind of like open a portal and then as he's like halfway through it like squeezes around him so he can't.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I have to hold my attention on it, because if I let go or not pay attention, then he'll just fall through like normal.
He is squeezed by the ground in this sort of vice grip of a moat. So Hope is grabbing hold of Scarlet Web on one side of the bridge, able to keep the two of them from falling into the bay, but seems to be struggling in that endeavor. Invocation, what are you doing as all this is going down?
I would send Flyla Buffin, but last time that didn't go so well. But I mean, things can only go up from here, so I'd like to send in Flyla Buff to help out Hope and Scarlet Web. It's the cars are like in danger of falling off the bridge?
No, the cars have already fallen off, but they're not in danger. They have been saved.
They're in the net. Okay, but so how do I help out Hope in this? What's going on with her?
Hope is holding on to the bridge with one hand and holding on to Scarlet Web as they are about to fall into the bay with the other. So like the weight of the net is pulling on Scarlet, who is pulling on Hope, who is attached to the bridge.
Oh, so it's like a little chain. Okay, can I just get Fleur LaBeouf to kind of grab Hope, and then together they can kind of be able to just easily kind of pull everything back onto the bridge.
I have one quick question. When you're telling your summon to do something, do you just squawk in their same language, or like a mental mind-link thing?
No, so it's like she basically just kind of like makes incredibly elaborate hand gestures and yells for them to do it, and then they do it. So she'd be like, Father Buff, help out Hope.
Roll to unleash your powers for me here.
Yay, 7.
Okay. On a 7 to 9, you can either mark a condition, or the effect will be unstable or temporary.
I'm not sure how it could be unstable or temporary, so I'll mark a condition. I'm going to go insecure, because the first time I tried to help out, I kind of messed everything up.
So, describe for me how Flya is, like, helping her. What's this look like on the comic page?
So, we see kind of Flya LaBeouf in the sky, and then Invocation kind of yells out her command, and then Flya LaBeouf swoops down, kind of talons outstretched, as hawks are wont to do, and kind of grabs Hope with the talons and is flapping really, really hard to help her out in pulling everything back onto the bridge.
In the meantime, Jackrabbit has been pulling, kicking everything he can do at the ground around him to sort of break free of this moat. Miraculous, if you want to keep him there, I'm going to need you to use your other burn.
Fine, you jerk rabbit. I'm going to yell that at him. It's like, stop struggling, you jerk rabbit.
Hope and Scarlet Web, what are the two of you doing as you are placed back on the bridge by this giant bird?
I'm going to say the first words Jack has said this whole mission, and just very quickly look at Hope and say thank you, and very quickly move away toward Jack Rabbit, like with an O?
Yes.
Okay.
Like Jack Rabbit, but with an O because he robs things.
Also works as a command, as in Jack, comma, Rabbit.
For clarification, he was a Silver Age villain. He was viewed, like, within our comics line, he was viewed as being, like, very gimmicky and kind of cheesy. He was rebooted a little bit in the Bronze Age. He's still not, like, super well-respected, but, you know, he's a little bit more up there now that he's more of, like, a militarized character than just a guy in a rabbit suit.
I like that. So yeah, Jack is going to very quickly say thank you to Hope and then move towards Miraculous and Jack Rabbit. I mean, Scarlet Web. Whatever.
What about Hope? What's her reaction to all this that's going down?
Well, when Scarlet Web is like, thanks, I'm going to smile real big and be like, well, that's what teammates are for. Yeah. And then I'm actually going to move back to the, what's it called? The ATV. Because there had to have been a reason that he wanted that ATV so badly.
If you are trying to figure that out, you can roll to Pierce's Mask if you would like to.
Oh, can I roll to assess the situation instead? Because my mundane is crap.
I mean, what is it exactly that you're doing here? Because you were describing it like you're trying to figure out why he did this?
I'm trying to figure out what it is about the ATV that he wanted so badly.
Yeah, that still feels like piercing the mask to me. Like, what are you really planning, or what do you intend to do more than any of the assess the situation questions?
I can try it. Yeah, let's try it. I got a 4.
You all do have a bunch of team. It's up to you all if you want to spend that much. If not, I've got ways that this can go wrong. I'm guessing we don't want to spend that much by the resounding silence.
I'm just trying to, like, we would have to each spend one team, which means, or Hope does something selfish while two of us are helping.
Yeah, and I don't think that any of that would work out super well.
I'm not feeling very charitable, because no one thanked me or Fly LaBeouf for saving them, so.
I'm a little bit busy.
Speaking of, as Hope is looking in the back of this ATV that has been knocked over by Jack Rabbit's kick, the portal that has been holding him in place has started to wane. He climbs out through it and looks over at the group of you and says, they send a bunch of kids to stop me, and he is going to charge directly at Miraculous. What do you want to do?
I'm going to try and charge up some more.
Okay, roll to charge more burn for me.
Burn, burn. Cool, 13.
On a hit, hold 3 burn. Is there something you want to do with that burn?
I'm just going to move away very quickly in case they're going to attack me soon. Unless you're implying that I have time to move before he's going to attack me.
No, well, you can do the move with your burn. Where is it that you're slipping off to?
I suppose I'll just go somewhere behind him so that I just he loses sight of me, unless he has to like look around and see me again. Almost comically, but not quite.
So are you just like teleporting down below you? What's this look like?
So it's similar to the portal I went through before, only it's just with me. So like the portal pops open beneath me and I fall into it and then it closes up. And that's all he sees before I disappeared somewhere just behind him conveniently. So if there's like a panel of him looking forwards, I'm off behind him.
As you teleport behind him, he is going to charge forward, use his bionic legs and launch them forward, knocking into Invocation, who I need to roll to take a powerful blow for me.
I got an 8, so...
On a 7-9, you can choose to lash out verbally, provoke a teammate to foolhardy action, or take advantage of your influence to inflict a condition. Give ground, your opposition gets an opportunity, or struggle past the pain and mark two conditions.
I've been kicked, haven't I? Guess I'm going to quite literally give ground, in the sense that I've been sent flying backwards.
So yeah, you are just blasted off to the west side of this bridge. Hope and Scarlet Web, Scarlet Web, you were over by where that was going on. What do you do as you see Invocation knocked away by Jackrabbit?
Since she's being sent off the bridge, I want to try and catch her.
All right, go ahead and roll that defend for me again.
Okay, that's a 12.
Describe for me what that looks like on the page, and did you want to add a team to the pool, take influence over her, or clear a condition?
In this situation, I will clear a condition, and if it's cool if I could catch her before she goes flying off the bridge.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, I'm gonna catch her in my strong arms.
Okay, so you're like rushing over there to do it as opposed to using the web?
Yes.
As you were doing that, Jackrabbit is going to run as quickly as he can over to the ATV where Hope was at. Hope, inside of this vehicle, you see a silver briefcase with the Aegis logo on it. You can pretty much assume that whatever's in there is what he is going after. You also hear him running in your direction. What do you want to do?
I'm going to grab it, and I'm going to fly.
Okay.
Like, if he wants it, he's going to have to, like, he's going to have to work for it. I'm going to fly out, because the bridge is, like, over, you said it was over a bay?
Yes.
I'm going to fly out over the water. That way it's, like, you want it, you're, like, I hope you can swim.
He's going to jump really hard, I bet.
Okay, roll to unleash your powers for me.
Crap. Okay, so I have to unleash my powers. This is not going to be good. I have a minus one. Oh, it's a 9!
Would anyone like to use team to bring that up to a full 10? You see Hope flying out over the bay with this briefcase. Jackrabbit is chasing after her. Miraculous, I assume you'd be in the best position to use team if you would like to.
You could use a portal to make me go further away.
I mean, true, but I was going to be fake dramatic about it and kind of imitate the bird thing and do like I extend my arms and just kind of fake as if a bird would do a flap, and then that would also provide you a gust to get you further out using my sorcerer power bullshit.
Okay, so as you are blasting Hope out across the bay with this briefcase in hand, Jackrabbit runs and takes like a leap in your direction, Hope. You feel as his fingertips, like, graze against your, I don't know if you wear boots or shoes, whatever footwear you have. But rather than grabbing hold of you, he falls the several feet down into the bay, and you all see him disappear under the water. What do you all want to do?
Should we get him?
Yeah.
Everyone around just goes, are we leaving him? Is that fine?
Okay, that's actually, yeah, I was going to say, Invocation, do you have like a summon that can help get him out of the water? I'm going to take care of this briefcase. If you can take care of that.
Are you just shouting this across the bridge and over the highway traffic?
Yes.
Okay, just curious. It's an amusing idea to me.
So, yeah, I'm just going to be like, invocation, if you could get something to, like, if you can summon something to get him out of the water, that would be great. I'm going to take care of the briefcase, and then I'm going to, like, find somewhere to hide it, or find somewhere to, like, put it out of the way so that he would have, like, a much harder time getting to it.
I think I can think of something that can help. So invocation kind of spreads her kind of arms wide and kind of gestures towards the air and says, I summon Subfin, the shark. And in the water, there's kind of, should I roll first so we know if this works or not?
I want to know what you're trying to do before I have you roll for it.
Sure. So I want to summon basically a giant shark to catch Jack Rabbit in its mouth and not eat him, take him to shore, where he can be arrested and tried by the relevant authorities. Yeah, that's it.
Roll to unleash your powers for me.
This better work. Yeah, 12.
Okay, now question. When you're summoning these things, are they, like, fully formed? Are they, like, ethereal? Is this shark, like, made out of water? What's the sort of particulars of this?
So I feel like it's fully formed. It's kind of, I'm kind of drawing them from, like, another dimension and kind of psychically, they're, like, demons that I draw from another dimension, then psychically, like, kind of alter their physiology because it's kind of moldable to suit my ends, then I banish them back to their dimension. So yeah, it kind of comes out and it can maybe be like kind of ethereal at first, and then it kind of grows more and more solid until it's just kind of fully realized.
I like that. Okay, so this shark swims its way over to the shore with Jack Rabbit secure in its jaws. Around this time, you all see the flashing lights of Aegis vehicles. They come in from both sides of the bridge. Are the group of you sticking around? Are you leaving? What's your reaction to seeing the authorities coming in your direction?
I'm going to meet them.
If Hope's staying, I'm staying.
Yeah, I'm fine meeting them.
Sounds like we're going to stay. What's Invocation going to do?
I'm going to banish my hawk. I'm going to banish Flylabuff. I guess I've got to keep around Subfin for a while. Yeah, I guess I'll hang around. Why not?
Okay. As you all are sort of regrouping on the bridge, you see one of the ATVs open up, and a woman in, not really like a business suit, but you know how like in comics and superhero mediums, government officials are always wearing, like, vaguely formal attire or whatever, steps out of the ATV. She is a woman in her mid-40s. She wears, like, thick-rimmed glasses. She looks over to the group of you and says, thanks for taking care of that, hopefuls. Great work there. My men have secured Jack Rabbit, and she looks around. She says, where is the cargo that was in the ATV?
I'm going to descend from above, and with my wings full and shimmering, I'm going to hand it to her and I'm going to say, is this what you're looking for?
Yes, thank you so much. She takes the briefcase and extends her hand to you. She says, Caitlin Flores, nice to make your acquaintance.
I'm Hope.
Yes, we're all familiar with your work.
Well, it wasn't just me. Everybody played an integral part. We work best as a team.
She looks over the four of you and says, fantastic work, all four of you. You really helped out today. And she is going to try to raise, or rather, try to alter each of your labels. I will go down the list, but she is trying to raise your savior and lower your danger. Hope, we will start with you. Do you want to accept or reject that?
Ooh, I'll accept it.
Okay.
I'm going to accept it graciously. I'm going to say, Thank you. I'm glad that you think so highly of our ability to help people and to defend people and to bring justice to villains.
How could I not after the great work you did tonight? Scarlet Again, Web.
It wasn't just me.
Well, I'm in the group you, but I appreciate the humility. Scarlet Web, would you like to accept or reject that label shift?
I will accept it.
Did you want to say anything to Agent Flores?
No.
Okay. Miraculous, are you accepting or rejecting?
Accepting it, but I already forgot what it was.
Savior up and danger down.
Danger down, that's what it was.
Are you saying anything to Agent Flores?
Yeah, I was going to say, this seems so obvious, but I was going to ask what was in it that makes you seem so tense.
She is holding the briefcase in one hand and pats it with the other. She says, unfortunately, I can't grant you that information. This is very classified, but rest assured, you did all of Halcyon City a great service by saving this data for us.
Good to know. Thank you for letting us know how well we did.
And Invocation, would you like to accept or reject that influence?
And I think Invocation will say, hi, you weren't here for this, but I summoned a giant hawk and it was called Fly LaBeouf. It was really witty. It was really funny.
She smiles, but it's a very forced smile. And she says, rest assured, if we need your help in the future, Aegis will be in touch with your hopefuls. And she is going to turn and get back into her car unless anybody has anything else they want to say or wants to try to stop her.
I'm going to ask her if we could have like a card or like a way to contact her.
Oh, of course. She pulls a card out from like an inside pocket on her jacket and hands it over to Hope.
Thank you. Unfortunately, I don't have any of my contact information in this costume, but you could just contact my PR agent if you want.
Do you have a number to reach him?
That's a good question. I assume so.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have some way of contacting him.
Yeah, maybe like a professional email listing or something.
She nods and like enters it into her data pad that she has. And, like, as she's doing that, she sits in the seat of her car, places the briefcase in the passenger seat, and goes to close the door. Unless anybody has any parting words?
No.
Agent Flores will close the door and drive off, leaving the four of you on the bridge, surrounded by traffic. Does anybody have anything at this point that they want to do? Any conversations you want to have? I will leave the floor open to the four of you.
I sure hope that was actually an agent.
Well, they're driving they're driving official Aegis vehicles, aren't they? Yeah.
I mean, they could have stolen it, but that seems unlikely.
Yeah, fair enough. But hey, at least we know we saved their data.
I wonder what the data is of.
I appreciated that she mentioned that it was data. I wonder why Jackrabbit wanted it. Robbit? Rabbit.
Robbit.
I don't care.
Yeah.
No, my character is saying it.
He probably just wanted to sell it.
Eh, fair enough. I thought he was kind of washed up or something, wasn't he?
I mean, he was in the water, so...
Aha! You're right.
Oh, that's terrible, and I love it.
Yes, I intended that joke.
So now what? Where do we go? We're clearly not going to help with the vehicles that didn't quite make it.
You can teleport, right?
Sometimes.
Can you teleport to Sime?
Probably.
Do we have like a headquarters?
I don't know. If only we had like a really famous celebrity in our midst to be able to kind of fund that kind of thing.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Y'all do know I'm not rich, right?
I mean, you have a PR person. Doesn't that make you kind of at least richer than the rest of us?
That's fair. Yeah, I could probably fund some sort of a headquarters type deal.
As this conversation is going on, Miraculous, where would you be teleporting people to? Do you take them back to wherever they want to go? Or are you all going out for, like, post-mission pizza? What are you wanting to do for the night?
Well, see, that's what I figured we were having the conversation for before we left. So I wasn't taking them anywhere until we decided.
Okay, so let's head back to my place. We can get some food. We can unwind. Because y'all did great, and we really deserve, like, some kind of, like, a nice little treat.
I agree.
Yeah.
Cool.
While this conversation is happening, can I look on my phone and see if there's any news about where Jack Rabbit had got this information from, this data that he had stolen?
Sure. Is there a specific move you were thinking about for that?
No. All my moves are passive.
Okay. I think, like, this is still a very recent event. There's not anything online about it just yet.
Okay.
So we get one last large panel at the end of this issue. Of the four of you sitting around in Hope's living room, what is your all's comfort celebration food?
I always think pizza because it fits as a multiple thing type of thing. Do we have any other ideas? Would we have decided on something at all and just all ordered something separately? Would we be ordering anything at all? You claim to have food, but do you really? We have food at home.
I assume that I have, like, at least a vaguely well-stocked kitchen. If we wanted to order out, I assume I would be able to afford that. I'm not going to, like, make those assumptions.
You're definitely not too poor to order pizza. Or whatever.
Yeah, but it's like, so one of the other options, like, this is out of character, one of the other options for playing a star, one of the, like, benefits is that you're exceptionally rich. So it's like stars aren't by definition rich.
Stars aren't by definition, yeah, exceptionally rich. Like, we can't just order caviar or whatever rich people eat, but we can get a pizza.
The way they phrase it is you have a lot of money is the benefit. So I assume I have money, just not a ton of it.
So we get a panel in Hope's living room of the four of you sitting around eating pizza. What are each of you doing in this last panel? Like, paint me a little picture here to sign out on.
I'll start if that's cool. The last panel of Jack is them trying to eat this pizza without really taking off their mask. So they just kind of, like, lift it up a bit to get it under the mask and take a bite. It just looks very awkward and uncomfortable.
What about Miraculous?
He's just slamming the pizza hard because he's angry. Eating as much as he can.
Invocation?
She's summoned like a little hedgehog, and she's trying to share the pizza with the hedgehog.
All right, and Hope.
I kind of have this mental image of Hope just being like snacking on pizza and in between bites, just being like, oh, this is like, you guys were really, really great. Like, oh my God, all this stuff. You guys did great. Like, this idea, it worked out super well. Like, we're going to have to remember that one for the future.
That sounds to me like you are celebrating with your team. Would you like to activate your team move there?
That is a team move. Oh my God.
Yeah, we can do those now.
I always forget that those exist. Like, I don't do those on purpose. They just happen.
Yeah, those are, like, the most forgotten things in masks.
Which sucks, because they're so cool. When you share a triumphant celebration with someone, say whether it's part of the show or not. If it is, then you can shift your labels as you choose. If not, then they shift your labels, and you can clear a condition or mark potential. I'm going to say that it's not part of the show, because it's like a like an after celebration at my house.
Who are you like sitting closest to? Who are you targeting with this move?
I vote we all shift your labels three times. No. Total.
Oh my god.
Who would you be speaking most directly to?
I would say or Miraculous. Although Jack did a lot of really awesome shit. But those puns, yo. Yeah, I'm going to give it to Invocation.
Invocation, go ahead and shift Hope's labels.
I guess. Is your savior already... Savior's literally just been shifted up, hasn't it?
Savior is max right now.
Pick the labels without asking about them.
Okay. Let's go. I would like to shift up. We're sharing like kind of a like piece together. It is relatively mundane. Yeah, I'm going to shift up mundane down danger because we're kind of sharing like a just like a normal frenzy moment, I think. So,
does anybody have any other moves they want to trigger for this last panel? Does anybody else want to use their team move?
My one is when you share a triumph and celebration with someone, ask them if you've been a good leader or effective teammate. If they say yes, your mentor loses influence over you and you mark potential. If they say no, your mentor gains influence over you and you take +1 forward on using the label your mentor embodies. So I guess in this instance, it kind of makes sense for me to ask Hope if she thinks I've been an effective teammate.
Of course. Yeah. I think that you were not only useful on like on the field, you brought the guy in, you actually like saved him from drowning, and the puns helped keep everybody's morale up.
Okay, so Rune loses influence over you before he's even in a scene, and you mark potential.
Yay.
And so I'm not asking anyone if they see the fear of God in their eyes, so I'm good without asking mine.
I am also not asking anyone if they see me as the person wearing the mask or the person underneath. I am very firmly the mask.
I mean, I'm questioning it really hard here since you're not eating. I mean, come on.
So we get that last panel of the four of you enjoying pizza and discussing the mission. And we will hit our end of session moves here because it feels appropriate for that. Scarlet Web, did you grow closer to the team, into your own image of yourself, or away from the team?
I'm going to say closer to the team and closer to Hope, because she is just very cheerful and supportive. There's another word I'm looking for, but those two things combined.
Okay.
And she also saved me.
Take influence over Scarlet Web, and then Jack can clear a condition or mark potential.
What if I already have influence?
Then you shift my labels.
Okay, let's hope that I don't fuck you up.
Well, the end of session stuff you all can ask about, but if it's like narratively in the moment, then I feel like you all should just go with what narratively makes sense. If that's cool with everybody.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. Okay, so my thought is upping Freak and lowering Savior, or Superior.
Okay.
Because you were really, really good with your powers.
Cool.
And then Jack can clear a condition or mark potential.
I marked potential.
All right. Hope, did you grow closer to the team, into your own image of yourself, or away from the team?
I think I grew closer to the team.
Okay. Who made you feel welcome?
I mean everybody, really. But picking just one, I'm going to say Jack as well.
Okay.
Because we shared that moment of, like, saving each other and saving all the people in the cars.
Jack, take influence over Hope, and then Hope can clear condition or mark potential.
I already have influence, so I am going to say, Savior up.
No, don't up Savior.
Oh, that's right, because it's the end of session thing, and that's the one that's maxed out. Okay. Then I'm going to up Superior and lower Danger, because I think you did a good job leading the team today, and again, you saved my life, but you didn't kick a lot of butt, so.
And now Hope has so many min-maxed labels.
I do. It's literally -1, -2, -3, -3, 0. I am one shifted label away from, like, going insane.
Hope, did you say you marked potential?
I did, yes.
Invocation, did you grow closer to the team, into your own image of yourself, or away from the team?
Close to the team in this instance. Definitely. Everyone basically worked really well together. It's great.
Okay, who made you feel welcome?
Yeah, so Scarlet Web saved me after I got dropkicked.
Scarlet, take influence over her.
Already have it. okay, so I'm going to say, I'm trying to think. So you also helped save me and Hope. I guess I'll go with Savior up. Even though Scarlet Web was definitely more focused on Hope when they were being saved. I'll do Savior up and Mundane down.
And then Invocation, you can clear a condition or mark potential.
I guess I'll clear Insecure.
All right. And then Miraculous, did you grow closer to the team, into your own image of yourself, or away from the team?
I learned, unfortunately for Scarlet, that I can do things on my own without blowing things up, which is definitely growing into my own image.
Okay, shift one label up and another one down.
Let's see. I guess that's probably more mundane and less freakish, I think. Well, I don't know. It's about using my powers. So probably up Superior and down Danger, I think. Would that fit?
That tracks to me.
Okay. I do that.
And at the end, we get a final series of panels. As we see Agent Flores driving away from the bridge in her ATV with the briefcase in her passenger seat, her skin peels away from her face, and in its place is revealed a light lilac color skin. She has yellow eyes, and she pulls the cell phone up to her face, and she says, "Yes, the target's been acquired," as she's looking over at the briefcase. And that's the true end of our first issue. So he is squeezed, squozed, squeezing. Squeezed? Is it squeezed?